This is Akashvani, the news read by Anucha Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his Fiji counterpart Sithiweni Rabuka in Delhi today. The Fiji Prime Minister arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day visit to India. He is accompanied by his spouse, Sulethi Rabuka. The delegation include Minister of Health and Medical Services, Ratu Antonio Lalabaluva, and senior officials. Union Minister J.P. Nadda called on the visiting dignitary yesterday evening. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that this is the first visit to India by Prime Minister Rabuka in his present capacity. During his visit to New Delhi, the Fiji Prime Minister will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. The visit underscores the long-standing and enduring ties between India and Fiji. It reaffirms the continued commitment of both countries to further strengthen the bilateral relationship across all sectors and deepen close people-to-people ties. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Gujarat beginning today. During the visit, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of development projects worth over 5,400 crore rupees at Kodaldham ground in Ahmedabad this evening. We have a report from our correspondent.
In line with government's vision for world-class infrastructure and connectivity, the Prime Minister will dedicate multiple railway projects worth over 1,400 crore to the nation. These include the doubling of 65-kilometer Mehsana-Palanpur railway line, gauge conversion of Kalol-Kadi-Katosan road and Bechraji-Ranoch railway lines, enhancing broad-gauge capacity for safer and smoother connectivity in North Gujarat region. In addition, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the widening of Viramgam-Khudat-Rampura road and lay the foundation stone for 6-lane underpass on Ahmedabad-Mehsana-Palanpur route. Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
Lucknow, the capital city of Uttar Pradesh, is all set to welcome local boy astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla on his first visit to his hometown today after completing the historic mission at the International Space Station. Here is a report.
All preparations have been completed to give Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla a grand welcome in his hometown. A victory parade has been planned from the airport to the Gomti Nagar locality in the city. A felicitation ceremony will also be organized by his school. The UP government's Department of Science and Technology will also organize a grand ceremony where Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will felicitate Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla. The CM Yogi said that raising India's flag in space is a matter of pride for every citizen, inspire future generations to dream big and turn those dreams into reality. Om Awasthi, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya has said that India aspires to be among the top five sporting nation in the world by 2047, the centenary of the country's independence. Addressing the opening ceremony of the Commonwealth Weightlifting Championships at Ahmedabad, Mr. Mandaviya said, under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, India has progressed by leaps and bounds in the sporting sector and many reforms have been introduced in the area. He said the Prime Minister has kept a goal to take the country among the top 10 in the world in the next 10 years. India's Sharwari Somnath Shende won the under-18 women's individual recurve gold medal at the 2025 World Youth Archery Championships in Winnipeg, Canada yesterday. The 16-year-old defeated South Korea's Kim Yoo-won 6-5 in the 10s final. In the US Open Tennis Championship, Emma Raducanu marked her return to the winner's circle yesterday with a commanding 6-1, 6-2 first-round victory over Japanese qualifier Ina Shibahara, her first win at the venue since her stunning 2021 title run. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over northwestern parts of the country for the next 2 days. According to the IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected at isolated places over Gujarat, Odisha, Rajasthan and Uttarakhand till the 26th of this month. Heavy rainfall is also very likely at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Haryana, Punjab, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir till tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.